pretty interesting. It's called The Struggle for World Domination between Pope John Paul II, Karl Gorbachev, and the capitalist West. So we see here three powers trying to take over. Okay? And they are clear that they are trying to dominate and control the world. Matter of fact, I'd like to at least read a few passages out of here so we can know what we're talking about. Okay, we talked a little bit about the millennium, okay? We know that people are looking for the 1,000 years of ushering in of Christ's reign, and many people forget that also with what about the counterfeit? What can that mean? Lucifer will set up his and try to what? Two, okay? Okay, also at the same time, I forgot to mention to you, but over in Israel, they're planning and getting everything together to build the temple. Okay? For a long time, they had lost the purple in their coloring to make the robes for the high priest. They found those pearls and those oysters and so forth, the certain type of fish they needed, clams, and they started those, and they have them now in their own, they found them in the Mediterranean Sea. They thought they were all dead and didn't exist anymore, and they have them in their own aquarium, and they're trying to harvest many of them. They can have all the purple that they need for their robe. Also, at the same time, they found the incense, okay, over in archaeological digging. They found the incense. They've been trying to hunt down the ashes of the red heifer. Now, they did find some red heifers, and they have now taken these red heifers that they found around the world, and they brought them over to Israel, and they have one place that that's all they do. They just raise red heifers just for the sacrifice, so that they can be strong back then. Okay, they also, some people believe that they've found already, and it's been in Ethiopia for years, when King Solomon apostatized that when the Queen of Sheba came over, the Bible talks about that she took back with her and her son, and in Ethiopia, people have been able to define that the Ark of the Covenant is there, and it's been there for years. And people have documented, people have seen it, and all of those type of things. But they believe they have the Ark. Now, the only thing that they have problems with is trying to build at this point. And so they're bringing everything together so that when everything is ready and they can build, everything will move right in smooth. Okay? Okay, in this book here, this is what it says. It says that we are the states. This is on the first page, not even numbered. Really page 15, I assume. We are the states. For the competition is over, who will establish the first one world system of government that has ever existed in a society of nations. It is about who will hold and wield the dual power of authority and control over each of us as individuals and over all of us together as a community, over the entire 6 billion people. No holds are barred because once the competition has been decided, the world and all that is in it. That's the competition. That's what they're fighting over. Our way of life as individuals and as citizens of the nations, our families and our jobs, our trade and commerce and money. Remember we talked about the one world economy? Our educational system, our religion, that's what we talked about, the one world religion, and our culture, even the baggage of our national identity, which most of us have always taken for granted, all will be powerfully and radically altered forever. No one can be exempt from its effect. No sector of our life will remain untouched. Now this is what they're writing and this is what they're over. Now many of us don't know that what they're doing. But this is what, that's why these are clearly the last scenes of Earth's history. As to the time frame involved, those of us who are